All right, we're going to look to the Word of God and ask God to bless and to minister through His Word and by His Spirit. And we're going to ask God to do that if we could. Lord, as we join our faith together, and we ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that God, we call upon you and ask God that men and women might come to know you as Lord and Savior. If those that have difficulty and have problems in their life, Lord, that they might be, Lord, touched by your Spirit. And God, that they might be, Lord, of a mind and of a spirit to receive. And God, we thank you and praise you for what's going to be accomplished and done in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. We live in perilous times. We live in times that there's pestilence, earthquake, wars, and rumors of war. We live in a time that there's trouble in the Middle East and subject to war to break out at any time. You might ask, well, do you think that Israel will ever be overtaken again? And I have to say no. I believe once they became a nation and they're going back to the homeland, I do not believe they will be ever overtaken again. I believe that Israel, amen, will stand in the homeland, and the land wherein God promised them will be theirs, amen. And I believe there will come a day when all Israel shall be saved, for the wrath of the tribulation is to the Jew. And God said to Daniel, upon thy people this thing is determined. And I believe that all these things will take place and all this will happen. The Luke, the 21st chapter, says, until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. And that door is closing. It's ajar now, and it's closing. And this thing will go back. This thing will go back to the Jew, so that all of Israel might be saved in that day when the wrath of God will fall. And they will have to call upon Christ. For the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I'm glad to know today that I have bowed my knee to Him and I have confessed Him. And when you bow a knee to Him and when you confess Him, He'll bring about a change in your life. Amen. He will cause a change to take place. Amen. He will cause something to happen within your life. Amen. And your soul and your spirit, and you become born again anew with the freshness of God and the Spirit of God. And you no longer desire the same thing. You no longer desire to walk in the same walk or go to the same place or do the same thing. But there'll be a change. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. A new creation, amen, that's birthed and born in you. And you act after the likeness of Jesus Christ, the likeness of God. And then you will become that new creation in Christ Jesus. Then this life we have is no longer ours, amen. But this life that we have, amen, and we now live it in the flesh, but it's Christ that lives through us, amen. And we're drinking from the spiritual waters. We're feeding, amen. We're feeding the spirit, amen, of the inner man, so it may become strong in the Lord, and we may accomplish the things wherein that God has appointed us to do. Amen. Now, according to the Word of God, to receive from God, there must first be a willing mind within you. You must be willing to receive the things of God. God will not force you, amen, to serve God. God will not force you to quit sinning. You'll pay the price if you don't. But God will not force you to quit sinning. Amen. He will only convict you by His Spirit, and the working of the Holy Ghost is to convict men and women of their sins. Amen. He will make you feel rotten. He will make you feel the worst that a human can feel. But He will not take you by the nape of the neck and say, you're going to live for me or else. You will live for Him because you love Him and because you want to serve Him. You will walk an upright and righteous life because you have a desire to do so. Not that He will make you do so. According to the Word of God in the New Testament alone, over 4,000 times, it is said, amen, it is said to this understanding that we're free moral agents. Amen. Here this morning, amen, hundreds of people could have chose, literally thousands will listen to us over the radio and over the internet. But literally hundreds could have chose to be here this morning, amen. But they chose to do something else, amen. It is an hour wherein if you tickle people's ears, You tell them what they want to hear. You pat them on the back for living in sin. And you go ahead, amen, and allow them to do and live any way they want to. They will come and line your pockets with money. They will come and sit under you. But Paul said when he told them the truth, amen. Listen, those people would have given him an eye to start with. But when he told them the truth, when he preached what thus says the word of God, they wanted to punch out his eyes. Amen. And that's the problem today. People don't want to hear the truth. Amen. They don't want to hear somebody tell them that sin is sin and all sinners will burn in an eternal lake of fire and there is no exceptions. Amen. Several questions have been asked to some of our national preachers and they asked them the question and they said to them, amen, what about this? Will God send all homosexuals to hell? Will God send everyone to hell that does not accept Jesus? The reply was made back by a gentleman, not necessarily. But I want to tell you, amen, you cannot use the word not necessarily. You've got to say all sin is sin, and they will have their part in the eternal lake of fire, amen. And we have to say according to the word of God, amen, those that are of that spirit of mixing the sexes and man with man and women with women, they will burn in eternal lake of fire. And you can't, we'll use the word not necessarily. You got to say absolutely. God has already settled it. Amen. And God won't change his word. Amen. So you have to choose. And I chose a long time ago. And my road has been a rough road a lot of times because I've chose to stand for righteousness. I've chose to stand for truth. Amen. I've chose to preach the gospel when it was not popular and it would not make me famous. I've took a stand. Amen. We've had a financial battle in this recession because right prior to the recession, they asked me, they said, Brother Goad, or Mr. Goad, I think they said to me, they asked me the question, would I consider taking God out of my organization? They said to me, we can give you all kind of grant money. We can give you all kind of funds if you will only say and declare that you are not a religious organization. Amen. The man had a $400,000 check and a $50,000 check, and he said, I can give you these if you will literally denounce God out of your operation. Amen. Now, we've got groups that are operating in this county and around through the area here that went along with it. They took God out. They formed a non-religious group, amen, and they call themselves a faith-based ministry, amen. And our former president, Mr. Bush, penned the law into effect, and the law simply said a faith-based religion must be non-religious. Amen. You know, he used the word faith-based, and they got him to define what he meant by faith-based. He meant they have faith we can restore the American way and the American dream. I'm going to tell you the American dream is going to send people to hell, but the word of God will convert you and you can be born again by the Spirit of God and walk on the streets of gold. What do you want to do? Live the dream or walk on the streets of gold? Amen. So many people are sold out for what they can get now instead of what God has promised. Amen. I was listening to a song this morning. Amen. And the song talked about, you know, I promise you. Amen. And that promise is made by God Almighty. Amen. And I promise you, if you will come to him, the Bible said, in no wise will he cast you out. I promise you this morning, if you accept Jesus Christ, you can have eternal life. Amen. You can walk on the streets of gold. You can hear the angel choir singing. You can sit down, amen, at that tree of life. Amen. You can have all the blessings of God, but you have to choose the Lord, for he is the only way. He is the door, and without him, no man can be saved. Amen. Glory to God. I get excited about it. Amen. I get excited. And I long made up my mind I'm going if nobody else don't go. Amen. I long made up my mind that I'm going to be pleasing to God, and I'm going to please God, and I'm going to go. Amen. No matter who wants to go, amen. The Bible said, well, what if some didn't believe? Would it make it of any less effect to you and I? The God said, God forbid, amen. I'm going to tell you, if the whole world don't want it, to you that want it, it'll be real, amen. I'm going to tell you, they can mock it and scoff it and make fun of it, but that you that desire the Spirit of God, it'll be real to you. It'll be real to you in this life. It'll be real to you when you die. You won't have to face Chilla Jordan alone, amen. You can, amen, be there with the Lord, and the Lord will be with you, because he said to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen. And we can know that Lord is going to be there with us. Amen. And on judgment day, we'll hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord that has been prepared for you. I'm glad he prepared me a mansion. And all those that accept him and believe in him, he has prepared them a mansion. Amen. Now then, as I said, it must be, first of all, there must be a willing mind in you. Amen. A lot of folks are not willing. I hear people tell me all the time, preacher, I don't want to go to hell. I had a man to tell me 2 or 3 years ago, he had a bad marital problem, had a lust problem with women, and he was just about the point that it was all going to come apart for him. And I went and sat down in his house and talked to him. And I said, did you want pray for her? Amen. Do you want to get that devil out of your life? And he said, let me tell you something. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. But I don't want wed to that lust devil. He said, I've had too much fun and too much pleasure with it, and I don't want rid of it. Amen. He said, I do not pray for me, because I don't want rid of it. Amen. Well, you could write a book on his life. It's been a mess, and his life is still a mess, and it remains a mess. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You cannot win, amen, with the devil. The devil will give you pleasure for a season, but the season's going to run out. And I'm going to tell you something. Satan does not have nothing to offer you. His home is the bottomless pit. His home is the lake of fire, the second death. His home is separation from God in a place called hell. And you know, people think, well, you know, if they go to that awful place called hell, it's going to be a party. They think they're going to be cigarette machines, and they're going to have marijuana machines, and they're going to have liquor, and the bar's going to be open all the time. I'm going to tell you something. There will not be no liquor in hell. If you got a problem with drinking, you better get it licked before you go to hell, because you're going to be craving it the rest of your eternity. Amen. You better get it fixed. I mean, I don't care what kind of thing you're possessed by. Amen. They're not going to be, those things are not going to be in hell. Hell is not going to be a party. Hell is not going to be a pretty place. There will not be drugs there. There will not be alcohol there. There will not be no machines to get your tobacco or your snuff or your cigarettes or your cigars. Amen. I'm sorry. They're not going to be there. If you go there in a nicotine fit, amen, 10 million years in eternity, you'll still be having a nicotine fit. The Bible said, amen, in torment, amen, in torment, amen. What was it, amen, that man in the Bible said he lifted up his eyes being in torment, amen. He said he had brothers go back and warn them, amen. The Lord said they got the prophets, they got the preachers, they got all the people to tell them. If they won't hear them, they're not going to hear one that's raised from the dead, amen. People have a way of reasoning thing out, amen. They will get their way, amen. That's the reason. Listen, you look at a little kid growing up. They're going to have their way or bust, amen. They're going to, and most of them wind up busting, amen. And a lot of us has still got that in us. We never get rid of, I'll have it my way. I'll do it my way. I'll have what I want, amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't, it's like a horse. If you don't break a horse, he ain't fit for nothing. He won't plow corn. He ain't fit for nothing. Amen. But if you get that horse broke, amen, he'll be a blue ribbon winner at the country club, amen, horse show, amen. But he has to be broken, amen. And I'm going to tell you something, a child is the same way, a human being is the same way, unless we have that old spirit broken out of us, that old Adam nature, I'll do it my way or bust, we are fit for nothing and worthy of nothing, amen. But if we allow God, amen, if we allow God, amen, to create in us that right spirit, amen. The psalmist David said this, and I refer to Psalms 51 a whole lot because there's a six-month revival in that chapter alone, amen. And hereafter David, had, and this is in Psalms 51, David had repented of his sins, amen. And verse 9, he said, blot out all my iniquities. And then we go into verse 10. He said, create in me a clean heart. Amen. Sounds to me like you're going to get anywhere with God. You got to get a clean heart. Got to get rid of the evil imaginations. You got to get rid of the lust of the flesh and all those things. Amen. You got to get rid of them. Amen. And he said, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and upon me, and uphold me with thy free spirit. But notice here, he said, restore in me, amen, a right spirit. Renew in me a right spirit, amen. Allows me to know we can get in the wrong spirit. We can get in the wrong way, if you please. Amen. But God said renew. Amen. The word said renew a right spirit. Then I like what Jesus said in St. John, the 18th chapter, and in verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Now then, listen to the middle part in the closing of that verse 37 of Psalm of St. John, the 18th chapter. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now, I'm not going to preach to you the doctrine that man made that said that some are predestined to be lost and some are predestined to be saved and some are evil and some are bad and they can't change that. I believe you have a privilege. David acknowledged that he didn't have a right spirit. Amen? He had to do some repenting. If you're going to have a change of spirit, you're going to have to do some repenting. You're going to have to come clean with God, and you're going to have to repent. Amen. And then God, amen, will restore in you that right spirit. Amen. And when you have the right spirit, then you will hear the truth. Amen. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That's powerful. Amen. I mean, that is powerful. Amen. We go and we understand, amen, that John in the 10th chapter in verse 4 said, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. Amen. We must understand. John 3:29 said, he that heareth the bride is the, he that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friends of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Understand that if you are of the right spirit, you are of the truth, you will hear his voice. Amen. And when you hear his voice, you'll be willing, amen, to do what Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Amen. Understand that we have the privilege, first of all, to have a willing mind. When you hear the gospel, be willing to receive it. Be willing to obey it. Then use the scriptural formula set forth in Psalms by David. Clean it up. Clean it up. Confess your sins. Give them to God. Ask for a cleansing. And when the cleansing takes place, then you're in line for the right spirit. And then when you have the right spirit, then you hear the truth, and every man that is of the truth heareth his voice. And his sheep, that which is born of God, the Bible said, he that's born of God overcometh the world. And that which is born of God today, I want you to understand and I want you to know, amen, according to the promises of God, you can overcome the world and you will overcome the world. And a stranger's voice, you will not follow. Amen. You won't follow every old voice that jumps up in your spirit. Amen. You will try the spirit. The Bible said, try the spirit. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Today we can have the right spirit. We can be of the truth. I don't believe that there's a set number that was chose to be lost and a set number that was chose to be saved. I do not believe that. You may have kin people. You may have folks that believe that, and they're miserable people. Amen. Hope so, they call it. Hope so salvation. Amen. My first wife that passed away had a lot of kin people that was in that hope so salvation. And I'd tell them about the Lord, and I'd get them to the point they was right ready to say. And they say, oh, we've been told that you can't know. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can know. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you can know the joy of the Lord. You can know what it means to be saved. I never knew what it felt. We sing that song a lot of times. But thank God I know now. Amen. That's what we're rejoicing about. That's what we're excited about. Amen. We're overcomers, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been forgiven of our sins. We've been washed whiter than snow. We've been forgiven, and now we're saved by grace. Amen. Glory to God. But it's not a hope so. Bible said of all men, if we only had hope, of all men we'd be most miserable. I'm glad I know the song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance that he is mine. I'm glad today that I know he is mine. I know he's the Lord of my life. And I know my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank God that God introduced himself to me. I thank God that I was willing to repent of my sins. I had a willing mind. And I was willing to repent of my sins. I was willing to invite him in that he might give me a right spirit. And I'm glad that because I believed, amen, I became of the truth, and a lie I could not hear or could not believe. I've said this a lot of time. A lot of people don't like it, but it takes the same spirit to believe a lie, does tell a lie. Same one. Amen. If you got the truth in you, a lie just won't, you know. You may hear it. It may be in your intellect, but something about it just tells you it's just not right. Amen. Why? Because you are of the truth. You have his spirit within you. And then a stranger's voice you will not hear. Amen. You only hear the voice of the good shepherd. because he will lead, guide, and direct you. He will keep you out of the pitfalls of life. He will give you the power and the authority to overcome, and you'll be victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. Some people are going to do the wrong thing, don't matter what. Amen. A lot of time you trace it down, they've got S-I-N in their life, unrepentant. And I simply say, and I don't care who to the contrary tells you, a sin unremitted is unrepentant. You can't get forgiveness of a sin that you won't remit. If you can't say, I'm guilty, then, amen, well, God, I want you to cleanse me of all my sins. But if you can acknowledge, and become guilty of that sin, it can't be remitted. Long as you think it's all right, long as you think it ain't sin, I can take you and show you whole churches of people, half of them's living together and not married. The other 25% or so's having sex with somebody they ain't married to. And the preacher's patting on the back and cleaning her pocketbook every payday. Amen. That mess will never get nothing but worse, because until you remit it, it will not get fixed. Amen. So if you want a right spirit, amen, and this is a good message, people need to take it to heart. If you want a right spirit, if you want to be of the truth, you're going to have to repent your sins and come clear with God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2, your sins and iniquity separate you between you and your God. Amen. Come clean. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the message of truth today. And God, go forth, amen, and touch hearts, convict. Let men and women be saved. Let men and women clean up their act and become of a right spirit, amen, and of the truth, and receive willingly and obediently to you, receive the blessings of God. God, we thank you for healing miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God love you. God bless you. Until we come to you again. Amen and amen.